Hello, you Awakening Wonders. They're on Spotify, Apple, Stink Whistle, Gurgle Dot, or wherever you download your podcast these days to remain at least peripherally connected to some tendril of truth in a bewildering miasma of lies and propaganda. We appreciate you and we love you. You're part of our community. So that's why we're very happy to give you an audio version of our live Rumble show 5 days a week. It's on Monday to Friday. We decipher the latest news stories. We break down current topics that the mainstream media should be covering. And if they aren't, then we critique why they're not and what they are covering. Every week as well, right? We do brilliant conversations with people like Jordan Peterson, RFK, Tucker Carlson, Sam Harris, Vandana Shiva, Gabor Mate. These things are already up and you can listen to them now. So remember, this is an audio version of our daily live show. To tune in live, go to rumble.com/Russell Brand. You'll find it easily and I hope that you will love it. Now please enjoy this episode of Stay Free with Russell Brand. Thanks.
No, here's the fucking news.
Hey, Awakening Wonders. Thanks for joining me today for Stay Free with Russell Brand as we address escalating Armageddon, the inability to approach conflict from a spiritual perspective, and what lessons might be learned were we able to, and how your tax dollars are funding global conflict that profit your lawmakers. That's if you're American. Whereas if you're British, like me, your country is run by giddy idealists who think of nothing but peace, who want to bring about utopia here for all of God's children. We're talking about Trump's trial. Is it a distraction, as has been asked here in our chat? Will future generations think that trumped up charges is a phrase that began here? That's not something I can take credit for. It's an interesting piece of punnery right there from one of our Awakened Wonders like Jude Syke and Kellyanne Katz and all those that support our work and get in return an additional piece of content every single week, as well as joining us for exclusive and fantastic conversations. I want to say hello to all of you in the Rumble chat, like Ryan Borden. That hat colour combo looks amazing, Russell. Thanks very much. That's just such a lovely compliment. If you're watching us now on YouTube, we'll be available with you for the first 15 minutes. I want you to use the code ISURRENDER. We're posting a link right now. Join us. Become an Awakened Wonder. Get marching with us while you can, for surely the agenda is becoming increasingly clear. A globalist corporatist plot. Do you want to use the word plot? Do you like that in a V for Vendetta type way? Two, enslave you mentally to create mental environments of fear and compliance that we lose our vital vim. Remember your ancestors. Remember that through the umbilical chain, through your grandmother and grandfather, you reach back to glory and your feet are touching the ground and your very head is in the sky and you breathe the air of glory. Let your spirit grow and roar by surrendering the ego that they've tethered to their systems. We'll cover a little bit of, you know, normal news, all the sort of silliness that's going on in our crazy, tragic, beautiful, and yet may become free world before jumping into the stories that I've told you about already. Did you remember that in the good old days, baby, the deserts used to be places that were defined almost by definition by dryness, arid conditions? Not now. The world's gone all unusual. Is it a simple story? Because you know when that, I tell you what, when that bridge in Baltimore got hit by a boat and people were saying, this ain't right, I was like, even me, a man whose mind is so open that my brain could roll out but roll right back in again after gathering vital data, I said, no, that can't be a conspiracy theory. Who benefits from it? But now people are starting to say, well, it seems dodgy. It don't seem legit. Dodgy is a British colloquialism. It means bogus or something like that. You tell me a better one in the chat. Let's have a look what's going on in Dubai. Why is it flooding? A officially an apocalyptic image, the image of a flooded desert? Is it? Does that qualify? Did that happen in the Pentateuch? Is that like some old, wasn't it? Locusts? What's going to happen next? And is it in any way connected to this? Dubai grinds to a standstill as cloud seeding worsens the flood. So at least it's... I always wonder when people say like that chemtrails is an out-and-out conspiracy theory. Tell me, is conspiracy... Do you think chemtrails, conspiracy theory, C, or conspiracy fact, F? C for conspiracy, F for fact. But cloud seeding is a real thing and is acknowledged. The heavy rains that caused widespread flooding across the desert nation came after cloud seeding. The UAE has been carrying out seeding operations since 2002. It's common practice to address water security issues, even though the lack of drainage in many areas can trigger flooding. Dubai's media office on Tuesday dubbed the downpours rains of goodness. They span it, despite flooded houses and overflowing swimming pools. Overflowing swimming pools, I suppose, is a... You think it's a fact, most of you in the Rumble chat. I suppose, like, overflowing swimming pools, it's not a problem that's going to elicit too much sympathy. Are you okay? It's just my swimming pool. Help me. It's overflowing. My cup runneth over. How can I swim in that? How can I swim in that? The good news, though, is NATO's war via the vassal state of Ukraine that they're claiming to help but ultimately bankrupting and brokering brilliant deals for BlackRock is going fantastically well. Russia is doing great, and also their army is stronger than ever. Brilliant. And in another semi-apocalyptic image, this is happening now.
Elephant escaped from the circus in Montana. The elephant's name's Viola. She brought traffic to a screeching halt. The handler chasing her through the streets.
Oh my God.
Nothing more embarrassing than being reduced to chasing an elephant through the streets. Like, you can't pretend, like, I don't like it if your hat blows off. It's embarrassing, isn't it? Oh no, my hat. But when your elephant is just loose, that's like, you can no longer be called an efficient zookeeper. I say revoke his license. Mark Zuckerberg, the man who at school, as I understand from that film, The Social Network, invented a little old thing called Facebook, and then a little old thing called Meta, and then a little old thing called, like, looking a bit like, I don't know, he looks... Well, I didn't judge people by their appearance. We're better than that, aren't we? We're children of the Lord. We're willing to love everyone. I was going to say he's a bit pale and veal calves and stuff like that. It doesn't matter. It's not relevant. Let's have a look at why some people think he might have a little too much AI up his AH.
But it is going to bother you because you're human, and I was human. I am human still.
Sorry, no. What did I say? I am human. I continue to be human. Joe Biden. They say, don't they, or at least our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ says, that a prophet is never appreciated in his hometown. That's why when I go back to Grays in Essex, the normal town where I grew up, so much as I did grow up, I'm largely ignored. And Joe Biden, when he goes back to Scranton out of the office, which seems mad to me and I still can't really make sense of because I didn't know that it was real and all sorts of stuff like that, but then I'm not American, he ain't greeted like Palm Sunday or nothing. He's largely ignored. Biden, you ain't no Jesus. There's no one showing up for that. No one showing up for that. Here he is trying to remember the name of the place.
My grandfather would tell me when I walked out the door in North Washington Avenue in Scranton.
Look, actually, that's it. We're on a ban. We're not going to tease him anymore. He's trying his best. He's got dementia. In fact, in our conversation earlier with Dr. Nels, he's written a fantastic book. I wish I had a copy of it as a matter of fact. Dr. Nels tells us how our mental and neurological environment has been groomed and conditioned to make us compliant for some time now. You will love it. Here's an electrician who earns his money as just by looking like Jeff Bezos now. Let's have a look. It does look like him. That's good. But would you pay money for someone to look like Jeff Bezos? I'm not sure that I would. We've got a brilliant investigation. Here's the news a little later where we look at the Trump trial and the implausibility and impossibility of finding an impartial and unbiased participant when we live in an immersive hyperbolic environment of constant propaganda. It's a brilliant investigation and I think you'll love it. And we're also going to show you how war is a scam that you fund, and the very people that vote on whether or not to fund further wars literally profit from the wars that they're voting to fund in any other line of work, that will be considered a scam. But because these people have been, voted for, I don't know how it works, I'm actually beginning to wonder if we, unless we start organising pretty swiftly, I don't know how we're going to oppose these loonies. Hey, so I mentioned it before, that bridge in Baltimore, I was one of the people who was somewhat sceptical when people said, something don't look right about this, the way it turns on a right angle, the lights flashing on and off. I kept saying, yeah, but who's benefiting from this? Who's benefiting from this? I still don't fully understand who's benefiting from smashing down that bridge. But, you know, why would I know? Can you let me know in the chat, please? I'm trying to work this out as I go along. And that's, you know, what better way to do it? We must remain plastic. I don't mean in a sense of fake. I mean mobile. We must maintain the ability to be spontaneous. We have to do it. A lot of people talking about my attire right now, like Frank Danielle, love the Starsky and Hutch sweater. A lot of people like the old titfa, which is a British word for hat. Let's have a look at that bridge, because the FBI has now opened a criminal investigation into the Francis Scott Key bridge collapse. Let's have a look.
We learned today that the FBI opened a criminal investigation and boarded the cargo ship that crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. Six construction workers were killed when the bridge collapsed. The body of a fourth worker was recovered from a sunken vehicle on Sunday. The FBI isn't discussing the scope of its investigation, but a source tells the Associated Press the ship apparently had electrical problems before it left port, but took off anyway.
I was sorry to learn of the tragic loss of life of those workers, and may God rest their eternal souls. This is the book I was talking about a moment ago, written by a friend of the show now, Dr. Nell's Indoctrinated Brain, who shows that how by introducing toxicity and denying nutrition and by certain behavioural experiments, we have been groomed into little more than sheep. And I don't mean in a Christian way, like that's a good thing to be. I mean in a kind of we've become a little too docile. Elastic, says True Chimera. Yeah, elastic is a better word than plastic there. You're right. Thanks for the correction. Although I am a bit hurt by that because, you know, I'm sensitive and everything. Okay, so the good thing about Pfizer, there's a long, long list of Pfizer. How much of the rants donations make it to you and your staff? Don't worry, we're doing all right here, 3NAG. We're doing good. We're doing good. The money that we make from the merch we use to pay for people to go into treatment centres. Right now, there are people in treatment centres that are there because you might say, what do we call that colour again? There's 25% off this one at the moment. They've got really nice colours like blush and Dicky Dirt Green or something like that. This is Dicky Dirt Green, and this is A Pipe Pink. These are some of the greatest swag bags that the Lord can ever provide, and any profits that we make, we utilise to help junkies and mentally ill people get back to normal, if normal is where you want to get back to. Now, Pfizer, who you'd be mad not to love, remember, people got all tattoos and that. It's like they couldn't get enough needles. Like, get the jab, now have loads of jab and have their logos in adorning you perpetually. Pfizer didn't pay no tax in 2023. Why is that? Well, corporate tax. They may have paid some tax. This is some reporting from Jacobin, which, curiously enough, is a left-wing outlet for those of us that are still bound by old taxonomies. Old taxonomies of left and right. In our new movement, we are determined to grow. Rooster Dink Pink. Nice one, Donkey Stink. Yeah, that's Rooster Dink's pink. I love it. I love this. You guys, you're so clever. You're so beautiful. You're so glorious. Okay, so let's analyse this piece of reporting from Jacobin about the tax dodgery and skullduggery of Pfizer. You know, remember, if you try and dodge your taxes or think, or say you were like, I don't want to fund this no more. I no longer believe that my taxes are being correctly spent. You might, when we start telling you how your tax dollars are going not only to the Pentagon, who, you know, can't pass an audit if they try, but primarily to the military industrial complex, and it isn't helping service personnel. Let me know in the chat if you are a service person or if you are a veteran, and you will know that true patriots now no longer trust their government. True patriots now are radicals. To love your country is to loathe your government. To love your country is to oppose your government. The days of compliance are over, baby. These are the days of awakening. Why? Because we can't trust the corporatist globalists, and we have to awaken together right now because of the stories like this one, excellently reported in Jacobin, how Pfizer completely dodged the corporate income tax. While jacking up drug prices, Pfizer recently reported more than $27 billion in revenue from its US sales in 2023. But the big pharma titan owes nothing in federal income taxes, despite being one of the most profitable pharmaceutical companies in the world. That's largely thanks to existing loopholes in and a 2017 tax law signed by former President Donald Trump. What do you guys think about that? Does that cause you some reflux? Does it cause you to query your allegiance? There's no question that the current trial is, well, there is a question. Is the current trial a distraction? Is it a distraction, D, or is it justice? Justice, to cite the brilliant Day Today. Pfizer's tax dodge illustrates how those corporations, in particular pharmaceutical and tech giants, are able to enjoy astonishingly low tax rates by using a system of lucrative tax loopholes. While legislation to halt such tax schemes is stalled in Congress, corporate giants often stash intellectual property rights for their drugs and other products in offshore tax havens and force their US-based operations to buy the rights to manufacture and sell those drugs and products here in the United States. Yep, it's a distraction. It's a distraction. I sometimes wonder how they coordinate it. Do you, nerd far away? Do you, lovable rogue? Yes, down with this sort of thing indeed, baby. Before we leave you on YouTube, sometimes we have to tell you stories that might seem initially quite puerile or odd. Not puerile, but difficult to even believe. Nestle, the food giant, are putting sugar in infant milk sold in poorer countries. And I know that you lot like to get our infant formula over here because a lot of your infant formula has got weird stuff in it, hasn't it? Nestle, the world's largest consumer goods company, adds sugar and honey to infant milk and cereal products sold in many poorer countries, contrary to international guidelines aimed at preventing obesity and chronic diseases. Why is that? Do they benefit somehow from people being obese and chronically ill? Let me know in the chat. Obesity is increasingly a problem in low and middle-income countries in Africa, which is a continent, of course. The number of overweight children under five has increased by nearly 23% since 2000. I wonder why. Globally, more than a billion people are living with obesity. They're living with obesity. They're living with it. They're with it in their lives. That's what they live with. Okay, guys, now this is my suggestion to you. For 1 month, we are giving you the opportunity to have a month of our Awaken Wonder content for free. Use the code ISURRENDER and you can join us every single week for live interviews like the one we just had with the brilliant Dr. Nels, who will help you understand how on a microbiotic and macrobiotic level you are being conditioned and controlled. We have a live book club where we are talking about mere Christianity, and later on in the show today we are going to be discussing how Christian values, or perhaps spiritual values more broadly, need to be deployed in geopolitics, or we are all going to be destroyed. I want to hear your opinion on that. We also meditate together every single week and provide exclusive videos. This week it's one on 5G, Wi-Fi, and I suppose electric magnetic fields. You're going to love it. You are going to love it. So join us if you can. We're going to leave you now if you're watching us on YouTube. When we come back, start the counter. When we come back, we'll be talking about the Trump trial and the way that it's being used to distract you. And this is my favorite story today. Not because of the content, but because of our approach to it, is how you are funding global wars. So it's costing you money, and we're going to tell you how much money, and it's going to blow your mind. And your lawmakers are profiting from it. Does this not appall you? Does this not make you want to rise up? If you're watching us on YouTube right now, click the link in the description. Come on over. Join us. Join the conversation. See you in a few seconds. Here we are then. We asked you a little earlier what you thought about escalating tensions in that region, and this is what you told us. Obviously, we are responding to the US green light for Israel's response to the recent Iranian drone attack. And we asked you quite plainly, where will this lead? World peace, a solution to conflict. And a surprising number of you said, world events are none of my business, which astonishes me. Because it is your business. You're paying for this business. It couldn't be any more your business. In fact, I'm now going to tell you the story of how your tax dollars are funding the business of war and your lawmakers are profiting from it. Obviously, we'll do that in the framework of ongoing events and escalations in the Middle East. The Israel War Cabinet has decided to hit back forcefully at Iran. I don't think many of us are surprised by that course of action when Iran sent that missive saying we consider the matter closed. It seemed like an opportunity, but it's hardly surprising that a nation would say, no, we want the right to hit back. Now, for a moment, pause and reflect on the ethics and values of war, retaliation and revenge. And remember, you are a person. It is your business. Remember, I mean, it's literally your business because you are at work working and a significant amount of your labour and your labour dollars are going to fund these various wars, which have to be looked at collectively because they're funded collectively. And pretty soon your Congress is going to be voting to continue to fund them collectively. Let's start by just by covering the fact that Israel, of course, have decided to hit back forcefully. Channel 12 claims the War Cabinet has made the decision to hit back clearly and forcefully against Iran for its missile and drone attack on Saturday night. The response will be designed to send the message that Israel will not allow an attack of that magnitude against it to pass without a reaction. The report says the response will also be designed to make it plain that Israel will not allow the Iranians to establish the equation that they have sought to assert in recent days. This appears to be a reference to Iran's warning that future Israeli strikes on Iranian territory, including its international diplomatic premises, will henceforth again be met by Iranian retaliatory strikes on Israel. It's a tale as old as time. In this biblical region, redolent with phrases, language, and place names that all evoke ideas of enlightenment and real progress. I don't mean progressivism in terms of ongoing technology will provide our kind with a solution. No, the very spiritual progression that is being demanded of us. Have you noted any stories in the news of late that show us that a spiritual paradigm might be preferable to a materialistic, post-enlightenment, rationalistic perspective that likely will lead us to more militarism? This is hardly a novel argument by me. It was one that was first advanced by the Dadaists, who formed their movement in response to the horrors of the First World War with the edict, if rationalism leads us to this monumental slaughter, then let us abandon the rational. Now, this being a time of the rise of cultural devotion, it created an artistic movement, Dadaism. But perhaps the significant point about surrealism and Dadaism is that it is beyond reason, deliberately. And isn't that true too of spirituality? Don't we transcend beyond reason when we pursue enlightenment and pursue the matters of the spirit, when we pursue values beyond materialism? Aren't we trying to transcend the landlocked gridlock of human earthbound territorial morality and mentality by feeding our virtues and pursuing heavenly principles? That's something for you to ponder as we consider the perspective that's being currently pursued. Now, note this military general in the Israeli army. Note what he's standing directly in front of, and you will note already that the US has green lit Israel's response. That means that the United States, your nation, are not going to use their might, freight, and power to bring about peace, but to legitimize further war. How do you stand on that subject? Let me know. Let's have a look, first of all, at the current perspective and Israeli vow to retaliate after this attack.
Now to Israel, vowing to respond after Iran's attack over the weekend. Matt Gutman is in Israel with the latest. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Michael. We are in southern Israel at a military base, and what you're seeing here is part of one of the 130 ballistic missiles fired by Iran at Israel. You can see shrapnel here. It was knocked out of the sky by one of those Arrow anti-missiles. This is just a section of it. Just the fuel tank up here would have been the warhead, 800 pounds of high explosives. An Israeli official telling me their anti-missile shield worked perfectly, but it was also a matter.
You see this as editorializing and ask yourself this question: have you seen legacy media reporting from inside Gaza? And do you consider all life to be of equal value, or do you consider some human life to be expendable and other human life to be sacred? And have you considered Foucault's position that real power is the power to kill? Who do you get to kill and who gets to kill? At the moment, you know that your state, my state, they hold power over us. They implement the law, and all law is undergirded by violence, even as we have discussed before, seemingly tertiary laws like traffic violations. If you do not abide, if you do not obey, if you become disobedient, obedient, if you become awakened, if you become sovereign, you eventually will become, at least in their eyes, a criminal. Let's have a look at how this story is conveyed and relayed. And in the back of your mind, I want you to hold this question. How is this being funded? How is this being funded? How is this being perpetuated, and who benefits?
Of luck that one of these didn't hit a population center, killing dozens and possibly triggering a regional war.
The Middle East on edge this morning, with Iran vowing a massive response to the slightest action from Israel, as Israel vows to retaliate for that rain of missiles.
We are closely assessing the situation. We remain at our highest level of readiness.
Just in the demi-monde light of the background of this military official, you can make out the silhouette of an F-35 jet. Now, let me know in the chat who you think makes the F-35 jet. Is it Lockheed Martin? Is it Northrop Grumman? And how much each year do they receive in your tax dollars?
Iran will face the consequences for its actions. We will choose our response accordingly. The IDF remains ready to counter any threat from Iran and its terror proxies as we continue our mission to defend the state of Israel.
Now, of course, you can understand perhaps a person who is a national military official having a very clear and deliberate perspective when it comes to matters martial, even as he is draped across the hood of an F-35, though it were a calendar girl across a Harley Davidson. Those of you that said Lockheed Martin, you are absolutely right. Now, would you like US military might to be used to bring about peace or to perpetuate further war? Let's go straight away now to John Kirby to see exactly what pose will be taken by the United States.
Is the administration presenting alternatives to Netanyahu?
This is an Israeli decision to make, whether and how they'll respond to what Iran did on Saturday, and we're going to leave it squarely with them.
Their decision to make, but are you making suggestions?
We are not involved in their decision-making process about a potential response.
We're not involved in their decision-making process, but do you think it's possible that decisions that are being made might be impacted by economic conditions, availability of artillery and military hardware? Let me know how you feel about that. Indeed, let's consider for a moment where the literal hard cash comes from. How are US tax dollars being spent? This is from Truth Out. For 2023, the average taxpayer, that's US taxpayer in this instance, will have contributed $5,109 to militarism and its support systems, including war on the military, homeland security, federal law enforcement, and veteran programs. Now, none but the most hard-hearted among us would deny veterans and brave service personnel their due. They should be supported. Those that are willing to put their lives on the line, those that are willing to stand up and fight, true patriots ought to be supported. But are you aware of how many former military personnel take their own lives each day? It's a staggering statistic. Are you aware of how many active military personnel live in penury? Are you aware of how many former military personnel adorn the streets of your great American cities? Are you aware of the crime that's being practiced upon your bravest and boldest even now? Are you aware that without us, they are truly lost, and without them, we are truly lost? And unless we have unity of purpose between the people and the military, we will never be able to oppose the corruption that we will continue to describe right now where it matters. Maybe not your heart, maybe not your soul, maybe your pocket. You tell me what's most important. Let's get into it. The biggest portion of that tax bill is for the Pentagon itself. Well, at least they can pass audits on demand at $2,974 per person per year, per taxpayer. That's right. So just think about, you know better than I do, how long do you have to work for to get $2,974? I was going to say sort of like after tax, but of course it is the tax. You could pay none and keep it and decide for yourselves how to spend it in a decentralized, truly representative political system. If only people would start putting forward manifestos that focus on true transition, true reform, true change. More than half of that, $1,748, goes to corporate contractors that benefit from US militarism. That's more than the average monthly rent in the United States. Isn't that astonishing? The average taxpayer gives more to the single largest Pentagon contractor, Lockheed Martin. But have you seen their F-35s lately? Did you see how beautiful they looked in the half light? I could almost imagine Maverick himself zipping up his suit and marching over there, as long as Maverick hasn't got post-traumatic stress disorder from fighting in these unpopular wars, as long as Maverick ain't still grieving because Iceman set himself on fire in protest of these unjust, unwinnable global wars, then you can imagine him just strolling over that. I feel the need for speed, and possibly for the Pentagon to pass an audit. That would be nice as well. The average taxpayer gives more money to the largest single Pentagon contractor, Lockheed Martin, $249, than to child tax credit. You tell me what you value more highly, children or Lockheed Martin. They continue to profit from inflated Pentagon spending with $9 billion in dividends to shareholders and stock buybacks in 2023. Now, that will be okay as long as stock buybacks isn't a practice that is deployed by corporate entities to artificially inflate the value of their stock, practiced by pharmaceutical giants, military-industrial complex giants, enabling them to donate to all political parties, perhaps one might argue, capturing their intentions and setting their agenda. That would be great as long as there aren't people in your Congress right now earning money on a war that they will vote to fund. Let me know who you think's going to be the top three lawmakers that have got money tied up in stocks and shares for Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, Boeing. Familiarize yourself with their names, but baby, don't be getting on their planes. I pity the fool that gets themselves up on a Boeing, because it seems that they put their doors on now with like sort of Pritt Stick Blue Tack. Do you have those brands over there? What do you use? What kind of gum do you have? Tic Tac Blue Tack? Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, Frank Dick. You're on it, baby. You're on it. So, likewise, the average taxpayer gives more for Pentagon contracts with Boeing. That's $87. That's you're paying for those crazy doors than for the Federal Aviation Administration. That's the body that's meant to regulate them and take care of their safety. How do you feel about that? Is it still none of your business? Seems to me that it is your business, literally your business, your life. Your time. Every time I'm working, I think this is time I could be with my two daughters and my son. And I resent that my money is going towards funding wars that I disagree with. Do you believe you're being protected, or do you believe you're being controlled? Let me know in the chat. P for protected, C for controlled. Let me know right now. Let's have a look at this a little more deeply. Boeing has had a string of safety failures on its commercial flights in the last few years, from planes crashing to coming apart midair. Aviation experts and whistleblowers have exposed ways that Boeing repeatedly chose profit over safety. Astonishing, almost as if there's an institutional problem. We are seeing a whole lot of C's in the Rumble stream and in the Awaken stream. I see you, Chico Kid, Steve One, Safua, Negligent Banana, Dan Crenshaw is controlled opposition. Well, yeah, if you've got the corroborating evidence, we will convey it. That's what I've learned from Whitney Webb. You got to corroborate if you're going to march forward. Other choices that fund militarism and control instead of humane solutions are just as striking. The average taxpayer contributed more for federal prisons, $32.29, than for mental health and substance use programs, $31. So your mental wellness at a time in the post-pandemic era, when mental health and addiction are reaching true pandemic proportions, there are not available funds to support us. I'm not suggesting centralized power and the ability of the federal state to tax you. I'm suggesting the opposite. Minimal ability for the government to intervene. Maximal representative democracy. Maximum individual sovereignty. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Given that the vast majority of incarcerated people are not in federal prisons, but in state and local and jails, prisons and jails, the disparity is actually much wider than that. Still, the comparison shows that decision makers see nothing wrong with imprisoning people with mental illness and substance use disorders rather than providing treatment. Now, when you see an analytic like that, that's information. It shows you, it's a litmus test. It shows you the morality of your nation. It shows you the true principles. Forget the flags, forget the speeches. Look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. And of course, there's the cost of war. Since the beginning of the century, the United States has almost always either been at war or has been providing major support to someone else's war. The average taxpayer will have contributed $112 to foreign militaries in 2023. So you're funding armies in other nations. Other nations. Let's hope that none of them change their mind, as has happened, well, I don't know, a whole bunch of times. I'm sure you guys saw this from Candace Owens the other day, talking about the ongoing war. Man, this war propaganda just ain't hitting the same. I'm frankly tired of being an economic slave colony to pre-planned wars. My tax dollars, somehow also my tax dollars. Seems extraordinary. Is it possible there could be a better way? Not without an informed population. But how are you going to have an informed population when the legacy media essentially acts as an amplification unit for the intentions of the state? The New York Times might like to posture and pose under the auspices of true journalistic integrity, but you know all their best journalists are out the door now. It ain't all the news that fits to print. It ain't all the news that's fit to print. It's all the news that's suits the powerful. Hey, where's that? Oh yeah, we're gonna show you. Oh man, I can't wait to show you in a minute. After I've shown you how the legacy media create the conditions for this type of control to stop you rising up and opposing this corruption, we'll show you every single US politician whose stock portfolio will benefit from ongoing conflict, thanks to the brilliant work of Unusual Whales. You'll know their work from X, I'm sure. But first of all, let's look at how the New York Times control the narrative around unpopular wars. Let's have a little look at that. So, the New York Times has a policy of systematically censoring words like genocide and ethnic cleansing in its coverage of Israel's genocidal assault of Gaza, according to an internal memo obtained by The Intercept this week. Where do these memos come from? Where do those edicts come from? When online conversation, social media conversation, is extensively and increasingly censored, you know that there are laws being passed all over the world. Hate speech laws in Ireland. Canada has already passed new laws. My country, the UK, does anything it can to shut down dissent and isn't afraid to resort to dirty tricks. And your country is amping it up big time as well. And then within the legacy media, which appears to me on the basis of the fact that the New York Times got that exclusive from those CIA bases that have been inside Ukraine for the last couple of years, and from the arrest of Jack Teixeira, that they are willing to participate in deep state operations and state agenda while posturing as journalists, shows us that in all likelihood, they receive the list of words to censor from presumably the same people that economically or otherwise benefit from these ongoing wars. The Times memo instructs its journalists to avoid using the terms genocide, ethnic cleansing, and refugee camps. Gonna be a short article when writing about Palestine. It directs them to steer clear of referring to areas of Palestine as occupied territory, and even further, discourages referring to Palestine as Palestine. Okay, so here's all the news that's fit to print. There's been in, and we believe that, and if you don't, pay your taxes to the government. Have you noticed that Donald Trump is actually orange? We're serious journalists, not like those online pundits. We point out when someone's orange. We don't let people be orange. Hey, it's sounding like you're criticizing people for being a different color. Mind blown. Hey, who provided the explosives for that mind bomb? I don't know. Wasn't Lockheed Martin. Wasn't Raytheon. Wasn't Northrop Grumman. It's all the news that's fit to print once it's been signed off by our bosses. The legacy media. We have to oppose them. They're the enemy. They've always been the enemy. They always will be the enemy. They are to be resisted, ignored, and ultimately, thankfully, they're bringing about their own demise. Perhaps soon, I pray to our eternal Lord, they will collapse into the irrelevance that their lack of principles surely deserves. In addition, the memo claims that words like slaughter, massacre, and carnage are often too emotional to describe Israel's bombardment of Gaza. I don't want any emotion in the news. Let's extract all emotion. Well, get ready to have your emotions roused, because while you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars, more importantly, you're spending your limited time on this plane of material being before I pray, returning to the limitless consciousness that we call God, from which we all came, there are politicians and lawmakers in your country and surely mine, 48 of them in total that directly benefit from this escalating conflict that to a degree you will be funding. Here is the excellent work of Unusual Wales. God bless that little outfit. I don't know if it's a person or a group of people. Let's have a look. So they say, here's every US politician whose stock portfolio will benefit from a conflict in the Middle East between Iran and Israel. I've aggregated a list of their stocks like Raytheon, RTX, Lockheed, Martin, LMT, and more. They're making millions. Here are the politicians. Now, tell me, guys, whose name are you least surprised to see on there right now? It looks like, wait a minute, Kevin Herney's up the top, Mark Green, Tommy Tuberville, I'm surprised at you. Who's this at number four? Why? Who's this at number four? Why? It's Nancy Pelosi, of course. I couldn't be more astonished. You could knock me down with a feather. As long as that feather was made by Lockheed Martin, not if it was made by Boeing, it probably wouldn't function. Aerodynamics are not their strong suit, it seems. So what does that tell you? Your tax dollars fund these conflicts. They benefit from their investments and their own portfolios. Well, at least they don't get to vote on whether or not there should be further funding and further wars. Oh, no, they do. Of course they do. I was being ironic. The White House says it opposes standalone Israel military aid bill. The White House said on Monday that it opposes the idea of a bill that would give additional military aid to Israel without funding Ukraine and Taiwan. We are opposed to a standalone bill that would just work on Israel, as we've seen proposed. We would oppose a standalone bill, said John Kirby. Kirby's comments came a day after House Speaker Mike Johnson said he would work on getting more military aid to Israel this week. The plan is expected to send about the same amount of money to each country, and each measure will likely pass. Time is not anyone's side here, certainly not the American taxpayers. In either case, they need to move quickly. So there you go. You will continue to fund conflicts in Europe to escalate tensions with China and, of course, contribute to the potentially apocalyptic conflict in the Middle East. Is that what you're working for? Remember this. Next time you're working, next time your alarm goes off, next time you shower after work, next time you have to do your IRS filing, next time you're told that you've defaulted, next time you're told that you have to pay your taxes to be a patriot, I want you to remember that your money is not only going to annihilating children across the world, but it's making Nancy Pelosi and her pals richer. You work a little bit harder for Nancy now. Nancy wants to see you sweat. Meanwhile, Lockheed Martin are having the absolute time of their lives, look. Lockheed Martin climbed early Monday after British and Israeli defences on Saturday knocked down a barrage of missiles and drones launched. So, like, it's essentially like your team in NFL or NBA or whatever has, like, gone to the playoffs or, you know, progressed in it. Look, I don't know how your sports work. In us, it's simple knockout competitions and brilliant leagues. And what I will say is that what's happening right now amounts to a boon for some pretty powerful and influential interests. For example, Lockheed Martin rose about 1% on Monday, and there you go. That's the way it works. You tell me, what seems more significant to you now? These numbers, your toil to pay tax, or the claims of morality that are made in order to continue to convey your public money into their private hands? All the while, are we being distracted by a trial, by the utilization of the judiciary to bring down political opponents? I'm talking, of course, about today's other big story, Trump's hush money trial. And guys, all right, so we're at 42 minutes now, huh? Nancy's a satanic person. Best teacher Texas can buy. Who's that? Sits up. You lot, you guys in the Rumble chat. How I love you, Ray Epps, Trish McLeod, Frank Dick. I'm saying hello to all of you guys. So let me have a look at my little thing. Oh, are you all right over there? My God, I can hear. Are you okay, mate? All right. So listen, I think it's time for us to go. Not time for us to go. We've got so much more content. In fact, this is what I want to share with you now. You know, yesterday we've got a lot of content on Trump's trial because it's a defining event in American political life. It is significant, it is potent, it is important wherever you stand on the issue of Donald Trump. The fact is you don't stand in neutrality. It's highly unlikely that you are unbiased. Who in this climate of hysteria could claim to be unbiased on the subject of Donald Trump? It's a ridiculous claim. We have got a fantastic week coming up. We've got Roseanne Barr on Friday. We've got Colonel Douglas McGregor coming up for Awaken Wonders next Wednesday live. You're going to want to join us for that conversation. Remember, use the code ISURRENDER to get 1 month free of additional content. But today, we approach this issue. Donald Trump's historic hush money trial has had to dismiss 50 jurors after they admitted they couldn't be fair and impartial. But how can anyone be impartial about Donald Trump in this atmosphere of absolute hysteria? Here's the news. No. Here's the effing news.
No, here's the fucking news.
Donald Trump's historic hush money trial has begun, but it might take a while to find a juror that is impartial on the subject of Donald Trump, because we live in a climate of total hysteria about Donald Trump, where some people think he's the worst person ever to have lived, and some people think he is the risen messiah. So good luck finding 12 people that are like, yeah, Donald Trump, yeah, he's all right.
No, here's the fucking news.